Concours Écricom 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 15. In Bitcoin's orbit. For many people, Bitcoin seems like something from the day after tomorrow. For Lawrence Blankenship, it's already a thing of the past. A software engineer, Mr. Blankenship is putting his money on Peercoin, one of the biggest of the virtual currencies that are being promoted as alternatives to Bitcoin. With mounting interest from prominent investors and growing acceptance from regulators, Bitcoin, either the new gold or the next Dutch tulip craze, is at the center of the virtual money universe. Yet there are dozens of digital alternatives, like Peercoin, Litecoin, and Anoncoin, whose backers point to advantages they say their currency has over Bitcoin. Peercoin, according to Mr. Blankenship, is closer than Bitcoin to the perfect communal money. Mr. Blankenship has arranged to accept Peercoin as the virtual currency of choice at a Star Trek convention he is organizing in his hometown. In the alternative galaxy of virtual currencies, newly created money can become worth millions of real dollars in a few months. All the Peercoin in existence, for example, was worth nearly $40 million last week. Programmers and mathematicians release new entrants into the field almost every week. On one popular exchange, Cryptsy, 60 different coins can now be traded. Almost all of these virtual currencies have fed on the stratospheric rise of Bitcoin. Since the beginning of the month, the value of Bitcoin rose to more than $900 at one point, from $200, and it is up 6,000% since the beginning of the year. Many of the other currencies have risen at the same pace, driven by bets that the internet has room for more than one form of virtual money, or that Bitcoin can be overtaken. The constant innovation opens the door to new opportunities for fraud and illegal activities. But the thousands of hours being poured into these projects underscore the degree to which a small but growing community believes that it has found the future of money. If this is a contest, Bitcoin is still light years ahead of any of its competitors. The value of all Bitcoin is measured in the billions of dollars, while only a few others have even cracked 100 million. And Bitcoin has the basic attributes that most other coins are trying to imitate: an open source computer code with no central authority, and a mathematically determined rate of expansion, not relying on a central bank. Most of these currencies share the biggest weakness of Bitcoin: a violently fluctuating value. Most people are willing to use real currencies because they have stable values that make them good units of exchange. Virtual currencies are more like speculative commodities. Bitcoin has been criticized for the anonymity of its transactions, which have made it attractive for buying drugs and guns online. But many are more bothered by how easily governments can follow Bitcoin, because the transactions are all recorded on a public ledger. The main challenge, however, will be to take this out of the geek world and make it something our mums could use.